This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, we don't have too many mountains in North Dakota, unless you count the hills in the Badlands, of course. However, other parts of this nation and world have massive mountains. I remember seeing huge mountains when years ago I visited Colorado. And then back in 2013, when my wife and I were visiting northern Italy, we saw massive mountains there as well. Mountains are majestic. Mountains inspire us. Mountains even have symbolic meaning for us sometimes, as in the famous song from the musical Sound of Music titled, "Climb Every Mountain." Yes, mountains are amazing geological structures. In fact, some people intentionally live near mountains, and others cannot help but climb mountains, but I'm not one of them. You know, mountains can also cause terror and dread. Imagine the early pioneers as they forged their way west. I bet they were filled with dread when they saw mountains in their paths, overwhelming obstacles that stood in the way of their journey. But even more, I'm sure Abraham, in our Old Testament reading for tonight, he must have been filled with absolute dread when Mount Moriah came into view. If you recall, the Lord came to Abraham and instructed him to take his son Isaac, his only son, to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him there on an altar. Now, Abraham was faithful. Abraham trusted God. And so he loaded the donkey with wood and he headed for the region of Mount Moriah. But what a journey that must have been. I can't imagine. I mean, Abraham knew what lay ahead. But Isaac was clueless. So what did they talk about on the journey to Mount Moriah? I mean, how did they interact with each other? When you know that the death of your child at your own hands lies at the end of your journey, how do you say the things that need to be said without giving away the intent of your journey? So imagine what it was like for Abraham to travel to Mount Moriah with his beloved son, knowing that the journey would end with the death of his beloved son at his own hands. After 3 days' travel, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and there in the distance was Mount Moriah. The time had come. But why in the world did God ask Abraham to do this? Well, simply put, God did this to teach Abraham and us what God himself would have to give up to save us from our sins. Our sins that have separated us from God, because, my friends, those sins deserve his wrath and judgment. You see, salvation from sin requires sacrifice. Blood must be shed to pay the price. Payment must be made to satisfy the debt. Sin has separated us from God, and the only way for us to return to God is for the price to be paid. And that price is blood. But my friends, the blood of Isaac could not pay for our sin, because Isaac was a sinner like you and me. Isaac was a sinner like every person descended from Adam and Eve. Therefore, the sacrifice of Isaac could only be a picture of the only sacrifice that could save us from our sins against God. Think about how the sacrifice of Isaac is actually a picture of Christ. Isaac carried the wood upon which he would be sacrificed. He carried the wood all the way up to Mount Moriah. And this points us ahead to Jesus, who carried the wooden cross on his shoulders as he journeyed to a mountain where he would be sacrificed on a cross for us. With that said, let's get back to Isaac. As Isaac was carrying the wood up to Mount Moriah, he was wondering, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? You see, Isaac knew that there must be blood shed to atone for sin. Isaac knew the ritual well. He knew that an animal, often a lamb, would be sacrificed as a picture of the sacrifice of the coming Savior. In fact, hundreds of years later in Old Testament history, King Solomon built a temple in Jerusalem. The temple where lambs and other animals would be sacrificed by the priests as pictures of the only sacrifice that can save us sinners from death and damnation. But where did Solomon build this temple? Well, our second reading from 2 Chronicles tells us. Solomon built the temple on Mount Moriah. With that said, let's get back to Isaac again. Little did Isaac know that God had asked Abraham to sacrifice something far more precious than a lamb. God had asked Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son, whom he loved dearly. That's why Abraham's heart must have been ripped from his chest when Isaac asked him, "Father, where's the lamb for the sacrifice?" How would Abraham answer his son? Well, in faith, Abraham gave this answer. "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." You see, Abraham ultimately trusted God. Years before, God had promised that Isaac would be the ancestor of the promised Savior. Therefore, Abraham reasoned that even if God allowed him to slay Isaac, God would just have to bring Isaac back to life, because Abraham refused to believe that God would lie. You see, Isaac could not be the ancestor of the Savior if Isaac died before he had a son. And at the point of this sacrifice, Isaac did not have a son. He wasn't even married. Therefore, Abraham believed that if God actually allowed him to slay his son, then God would just have to raise Isaac from the dead, because Abraham refused to believe that God would go back on his promise. And that's why Abraham said the following to his servants. Remember, he said, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham knows the Lord will provide the lamb for the sacrifice. But what would that lamb be? Would that lamb be Isaac? Well, Abraham doesn't know. He doesn't know if God's going to let him go through with this or not. And it's that uncertainty that makes his feet drag and his spirit sag all the way up to Mount Moriah. And yet, in humble faith, Abraham builds the altar and arranges the wood and places his only son upon the wood. Abraham raises the knife, ready to slay his beloved son. And then, as you know, the Lord intervenes. The Lord prevents Abraham from sacrificing Isaac. The Lord then provides another sacrifice, a ram caught in a thicket. And thus it is said, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And that mountain was Mount Moriah. My friends, so powerful is this account of Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac, so intense is the drama, so sincere the faith, so amazing the rescue, that in future years the Hebrew people will later build the Jerusalem temple on Mount Moriah. In fact, in Jesus' day, the Jerusalem temple was still on Mount Moriah, the temple where the animal blood sacrifices were offered. Those animal blood sacrifices were pictures of the only sacrifice that can save us sinners from death and damnation. Now let's go back to Isaac one more time. Did you know that Isaac is the only sacrifice in the Old Testament where the victim was still alive before he was placed on the altar? You see, all other sacrifices were first killed and then placed on the altar. Isaac is the only living sacrifice in the Old Testament. In the rest of the Bible, there is only one more living sacrifice. And I think you know who it is. Jesus, God's one and only Son, was still alive when he was laid on the altar of the cross. God's Son was sacrificed on Mount Calvary, which, by the way, was a mountain just a little bit north of Mount Moriah, where the Temple of Jerusalem was built. Abraham said to Isaac, "On the Mount of the Lord it shall be provided." My friends, on Mount Calvary, the sacrifice of the only begotten Son of God was provided. Jesus carried the wood for his own sacrifice up to Mount Calvary, where the Lamb of God was sacrificed for your sins and mine. You know, Abraham made a 3-day journey to Mount Moriah prior to the sacrifice of his son. However, Jesus' 3-day journey followed his sacrifice for us. For 3 days, God's son was lying in a tomb. For 3 days, the grave embraced him. But on that 3rd day, Jesus is lifted up to new life, a glorious resurrection. As we heard in our gospel reading, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Yes, we have the hope of eternal life because God's Son lives. God provided his Son, his only Son, as the sacrifice required for sin, and all who repent and believe in him shall not perish. On Mount Calvary, God provided a Savior for you. Through faith in God's Son, you are forgiven. Through faith in God's Son, you will be resurrected and live forever with the God who loves you so much that he sacrificed his Son for you. And that's why we worship him tonight. Amen.